Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
It seems like it's a new week, but the same old story.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. Happy 4th of July, by the way.
Woo!
I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Hot dogs, beer,
fireworks.
Yeah.
America.
For those of you that are not in America,
America.
Yeah. These are the reasons we love it.
Yeah. This is our day.
Our day. Okay.
And you're not invited.
Unless you saw that movie where everyone's Independence Day became the 4th of July because aliens came.
Oh, that's right.
Aliens.
This day will no longer be known as an American holiday, but the day that we stood together as one. I'm now off the script a little
bit. You are.
But a great movie.
Yeah.
One of my favorites of all time.
Sure.
And one of my favorite, as corny as it is, one of my favorite speeches of all time.
Oh, that speech is great.
It's so great.
There's wrestlers that can't cut a promo that good.
That's very true.
As we're about to talk about, for sure.
Yeah.
But, this was horrible TV. Last week I tried to be positive.
Tried.
And as we talked about the show, you reminded me how bad it was.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put any sugar on it today.
No.
Tiny highlights, eeny, beeny, teeny, tiny highlights in both shows, I guess.
Okay.
But overall, just a big dump. What do you do with the guy everybody hates? In Roman Reigns? Put him in two matches. Oh,
yeah.
What?
Put him on the whole show.
Last week we talked about it. Wait, which feud is he going to be a part of?
Yeah.
And they literally, as a joke, they put him in both matches.
Yeah.
Both matches. And he's clearly a heel.
Oh, clearly.
I've never seen a face not want to tag in
because
he thinks he's better than everybody.
Exactly.
The hell is that? He's Roman Reigns.
He's just a piece of shit.
Thank God for every minute Roman was on TV, Kevin Owens was also on TV.
Yes.
It was the Roman and Kevin show, so that's what made it watchable.
Yeah.
Was Kevin Owens being Kevin Owens. Thank you, KO.
Right.
But
KO.
Both of them just kept getting beat up.
Pretty much.
So it was like you're happy one was, and then you're like disappointed the other was. So you couldn't win for lose. Any good thing that happened was canceled out by a thing that like you despise.
Pretty much.
So the whole show, you're just like, Yeah, that's how I watch Raw.
I when I was a kid, maybe kids love this stuff. Like when I was a kid and there was like a hot dog eating contest on an episode of Raw or Saturday Night's Main Event, like
right.
I feel like it was done better. They're up by a pool.
You'd love people gobbling wieners.
I mean, it's my favorite. And so like pancakes though, like and I don't know, at least they cut it short immediately.
Yeah.
Like well, you knew it as soon as they said you have 5 minutes, I was like, oh, someone's coming.
There's no way we're gonna watch this for 5 minutes.
No. Right. So
anyway, yeah,
we gotta get into all of that. But first we have to thank 6 new patrons.
Thank you.
On Patreon.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So thank you to Danny Loudermilk.
Uh-huh. You're getting some great episodes, Danny.
Matthew Hutchinson.
Hey, Matthew. It's my third son's name.
Jacob Behrens.
Second son. Jacob Behrens. Oh, yeah. I know some Behrens here in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Part of the family.
Yeah. Kevin Friedman.
Friedman. That's a great name.
David Wagner.
Hey.
Hey, David.
What's up, buddy?
And Cameron Fields.
Thank you, Cameron.
Cameron. That's my good friend Cameron Field. We're buddies.
Okay. Well, if you want to be like those people, just go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Get all the exclusive recaps.
Get all the fun stuff. Go where all the cool kids are.
It's more positive there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, it is because we get to recap cool shit.
It gets to recap NXT, yeah. And we get to do brackets.
Brackets.
And very soon, we've done a lot of brackets lately, and very soon, I want to like do like the first 30 episodes of NXT and bring like highlights. Because like I was doing with you guys, like I said, like all these cool things. I started NXT from the beginning, and there's so much fun stuff.
Yeah.
Guys with different names, guys main eventing that are now superstars.
Right,
right.
That like left for a while. It was just great.
A good one would be actually the first NXT like takeover, or it was like NXT arrival.
That's what Josh and I were talking about doing, like recapping all the takeovers, like starting at the beginning.
Yeah, the first one was really good. It was on a Wednesday.
Yeah, they used to be on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So,
but even recapping again the like first season, let's say, or the first whatever episodes,
right?
It was so fun watching. I mean, guys, go back if you have the network, and just watch some of that stuff. Starting from the episode where Seth Rollins debuts. That's kind of like the new wave. Like that was like what NXT is now in the small arenas, with some guys you don't know. It's so amazing. Like Paige Jobs to a blonde Hispanic chick, like. It's amazing, like all the what happens after that,
right?
And it's like 2012, so it's like 6 years ago, when all this went down. So anyway, it was good
They're
stuff.
They're babies,
yep.
Babies.
So Roman Reigns kicks off Monday Night Raw again. You know, he was the whole show, so
next.
Of course he's kicking it off
next.
And he blames Bobby Lashley for their loss against the Revival last week, even though the loss was 100% Roman's fault.
Yes,
I mean, take some responsibility,
Jesus,
you jackass!
Yeah.
Wow.
He also says Lashley is an egomaniac and he isn't the guy because I'm the guy. So, again, just fuck it, just lies, just spreading lies to the audience.
Listen to that. He calls Lashley an egomaniac and then proclaims that he is the guy. It's his yard.
It's his yard. He is the guy. He's the uncrowned Universal Champion.
Yeah. Who's the egomaniac here?
This is heel Reigns. Maybe we're all just missing the fact that he went heel.
Right.
Yeah. Like, did we miss that episode?
No, like we missed it. Like there wasn't a big event. He's just heel now.
No, you know why he's not?
Why?
Because Michael Cole's like, but what's Roman gonna do? What is Roman? Poor Roman.
The Roman.
He's so proud that Roman.
He's clearly getting screwed by McMahon.
I don't know how many times Cole said like how proud Roman is. Like, oh, he's such a proud warrior. That's why he's doing all this, because he's so proud.
Mm. Yeah.
Just like, what the fuck? Even Stone Cold would tag someone in.
The perfect guy to turn heel, and they just won't do it.
Nope.
So Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre come out and tell Roman, this ain't your yard, and they double team him until Seth comes out for the save.
Yeah.
So then we go backstage where Seth and Roman ask Kurt for a match against Dolph and Drew, and Kurt says, all right, sure, next week. And Roman says, fuck that, let's do it tonight. And Kurt tells him, you already have a tag match with Lashley against the Revival. And Roman doesn't care. He wants to do double duty. So Kurt makes the match for tonight.
And how many threw away their TVs at this point?
Yeah.
Just, really? We got to watch this shit twice tonight?
I want to see videos of you guys super kicking your TV. After you saw that.
Yes.
Again, you know.
Young Buck
Kurt,
style.
Kurt Angle makes all these matches that you don't want to see. I mean, like, well, that one, but not the Lashley Revival that he's made 3 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
But, like, Paige makes all the matches you do want to see.
Paige makes great matches.
Yeah.
She's like, hell no. You guys are back? Title match.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And even, like, Usos, oh, you want to interfere? Fine. If you beat them, you're in too.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it, Paige.
Yeah.
Great job, buddy.
No Shane McMahon breathing down her neck.
Right.
Yeah.
There goes the money.
Shane's gone. He's been gone for months.
Yeah.
So next up we have Matt Hardy versus Curtis Axel, and Bray Wyatt wasn't there because he got into a car accident for reals.
I was watching it live, I believe, at that time, or a little bit behind, but like, did they mention anything?
They did mention that.
They say that he wasn't a car wreck?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll get to all the details and news.
Okay.
So the B team dresses up like Matt and Bray for the third week in a row, and this time they sing he's got the whole world in his hands.
I was wrong, by the way. I said there's no way they do this another week.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They go, oh, this is funny. Let's destroy it and make it horrible.
Yeah.
You know when, like, when a movie has its third sequel, you're like, why? Why? I heard someone say that. Oh, I was watching Between Two Ferns, and like someone said to Zach Galifianakis or something. He's like, "Hey, don't you think The Hangover would have been such a classic cult, like just amazing all-time comedy, if you never made sequels?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "It would have been.
It really would have
been an amazing movie." So anyway,
right. So Matt hits the ring post, and Curtis Axel hits a modified neck breaker.
That was pretty cool.
Axel beats Matt for the second week in a row.
I'm so glad because this was one of those times when usually this is where Matt Hardy beats him back and then they have a third singles match next week leading up to. But no, like they're letting the B team stay on this roll.
Yeah.
I wonder if some fluky way will give them the titles. Oh. Only because there's some heel tag teams that could, you know what I mean?
Because you want to keep Matt and Bray strong so the B team gets destroyed by Authors of Pain when they win the title?
Whatever. Maybe. But like the B team are on such a roll, it would be weird because if they got the 1-2-3 as heels at Extreme Rules, they'll get a huge pop.
They would.
This is what they do every time, though. When you're a champion, you lose on TV every week.
Right. Yes.
And then you win at the pay-per-view. This was like Wade Barrett's thing, his whole WWE career.
Oh, my God. He started and knew.
When he was the...
Remember? He started it on here.
When he was the Intercontinental Champion, he would lose every week. And then somehow win at the pay-per-view.
Yes.
But he never won on TV.
We were tracking the IC title through like this other realm because he had lost it.
Right.
And he kept losing. I was like, no, Cena has it now. Oh, wait, now he has it. Like, it was like a different timeline.
Yeah.
It was an alternate timeline, like in Back to the Future. He would lose every week. You're right. Uh-huh. And new. Nope.
Yeah.
Non-title matchups. He didn't like that.
No. Why try hard if it's
why
not
even
for
try?
The title?
Yeah.
So next up, we go backstage where Seth tells Roman that he has a 30-minute Iron Man match against Ziggler for the IC title at Extreme Rules.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Which, you would have already known this if you follow Kurt Angle on Twitter because he tweeted it.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
So this is how they tell us on TV, just in a backstage segment, like, hey, you know, I got a 30-minute Iron Man match.
By the way, no big deal.
And Reigns goes, you do?
Yeah.
I don't even have a match.
I don't even have a match. It's like, shut up. Just support your friend, you dickhead.
Yeah.
He's just a shitty person.
Again.
It's just a shitty
person. Well, I don't even have a match, so fuck that. It doesn't have anything to do with me.
The biggest egomaniac on the roster.
Of course. Seriously.
By the way, he's a shitty friend because the moment they were on top of Roman, Seth comes running out.
Yeah.
But Roman waited until they were destroying Seth before he came out.
Yeah.
And then what does he do? Walks out.
Like, it was to the point where they're just about to execute Seth.
Right,
like, they
had
guns to him.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I guess I'll come out.
And then he still walks to the ring.
Because my music's slow, so I can't run to the ring to slow music. That would look weird. So then Bobby Lashley walks in and tells Roman, you're the one with the big ego. Reigns tells Lashley, I'll start and finish the match, so all you have to do is watch. And Lashley tells Reigns, you better focus tonight, otherwise I'm going to hold you responsible. And Roman says, is that a threat? And Bobby says, yes. It is.
You have the worst two promo guys feuding with each other.
Seriously.
It's almost like putting two babies in a room that are like 1.5.
Yeah.
And trying to have them communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Come on. I want to hear from people. Reach out to us. There's a million ways you can do it at this point.
Yeah.
Tell us why you like Bobby Lashley. And don't just give me he does cool moves because he really doesn't.
He doesn't.
You know, he does a spear, which everyone does.
Yeah.
Like, 7 people have done the
Look,
spear.
A lot of people have said, like, oh, well, he was great in TNA. But this is the same thing we've had with the broken Matt Hardy. It's not that he was great in TNA. It's just that TNA had nothing. So, of course, any slightly good thing is going to look fucking amazing.
What they said was people are, and I'm not saying our fans, but I'm just saying people online said that his promo work as a heel in TNA was really good. So, this past week, I did some research.
Oh, boy.
And I watched some Lashley promos in TNA.
Yeah.
And no, they're not good.
They're bad.
They're not. They're not as bad as what he's doing in WWE right now because what he's doing in WWE is so scripted and the dialogue's terrible.
Yeah.
But it was not good. It wasn't. I'm sorry, but it was not. It's just like, you know, you said, like, it's just because it was TNA, it was better.
Yeah.
Like, this is the best TNA has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, his promo work is not good.
Yeah, but I can see, again, what do you do with a guy who can't cut a promo?
Turn him heel. Manager.
Or get him a manager.
Yeah,
right.
Or get him a manager for sure. But Brock Lesnar, he's not bad on the mic though, because as a bad guy, he's just like, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
You could do that. As a heel, you could just say, I'm going to destroy you. As a big heel
Well,
guy.
That's the thing with Lesnar. They don't make him talk much, so when he does talk, it's meaningful. That's what they used to do with Asuka and Nakamura. Now they talk all the fucking time.
Yeah. And you can't understand anything.
No, of course not.
No. And they both spoke this week for like a little longer than usual.
Than needed.
Bad. Right.
Yeah.
Like Lesnar never talks, and then like when they had the Hogan birthday party a couple years ago, and he just gets to the ring and he says, party's over, Grandpa. Like, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all he needs to say.
He said three words.
Yeah.
And it was
Suplex
awesome.
Suplex City, bitch.
Right.
Right.
That's
three words. He's like a caveman.
I'm going to kill. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Brock, kill you.
Earlier today, we have Bayley sitting in a lobby waiting for her counseling session. When in walks Sasha.
What?
And they both take way too long to realize that they're both scheduled at the same time.
Way too long.
And they start yelling at each other. They're like, what? My appointment's at 10 o'clock. My appointment's at 10. Why did you do that? I didn't do that. You did that.
What room are you in? As if it wasn't already 6A. Right. But I'm in 6A.
And then, of course, 6A is right behind them.
Of course.
So then we have the return of Dr. Shelby, who helped Daniel Bryan and Kane become friends.
Yeah, I can't believe this guy was available.
Yeah. Right. Did you notice the picture of Team Hell No on his wall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And what timing? Like, you know, obviously, I guess they timed all this out.
That's why they brought him back together. So when we saw that, we wouldn't question.
Yeah. Because then you'd be like, who the fuck is this guy again?
Yeah.
No, but you have to give him, at least give him that credit for the timing of all this.
Like, sure.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
So he tells the girls that they're doing counseling together, so please step into my friend zone.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Shelby asks Bayley and Sasha to portray each other and take a listen.
Oh, God.
Hi. My name is Bayley, and when I grow up, I'm going to be a champion. Not because I deserve it, because I collect so many autographs, and I'm a pushover, and I act like I'm 5, and I'm everyone's best friend. And did I mention that I like hugs? Yeah.
Okay. Sasha, what does it do to you to hear that?
I'm Sasha Banks, and I'm the legit boss. And if you don't call me the boss, I'm going to stab you in the back. And if you get an opportunity before me, I'm going to stab you in the back. Actually, it doesn't matter what you do, because I'm going to stab you in the back, because I'm the legit boss. Oh, and guess what? I have a neighbor whose mailman's cousin is Snoop Dogg. And one more thing, I'm the boss.
That was pretty bad until she did the Snoop Dogg line.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg line was good. Yeah. And then they start yelling at each other, like arguing about Snoop. She's like, Snoop Dogg is my cousin. She's like, prove it. Prove it. What? I never see you with him. But like, yeah. But
first of all, Sasha saying that she acts like she's 5 was great.
Yeah.
Because it's too real. Because she does act like she's 5. That's why. Yeah. Look. What did DX do when Shawn Michaels super kicked Triple H out of the Royal Rumble? Right. The very next night he goes, hey, by the way. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah,
good move. Good move. Yeah. We're still friends. Because they understand the business.
Right.
They understand an every man for himself type of match.
Right.
Bayley's 5. If you screw over your friend when you're 5, it's like, hey, we're friends. Yeah, but it was every man for himself. No, but we're friends.
Right.
It makes so much sense that she doesn't like the fact that she got screwed over.
Becky Lynch did the same thing when she first got to the roster. Like, why'd you turn on me?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're all stupid because they should have teamed up on the other person, eliminated that person, and then fought each other.
Right.
Yeah.
But whatever. So they start to yell at each other until Dr. Shelby screams, enough! And then they actually show a to-be-continued graphic. And then Michael Cole said, we'll see if this counseling works, but one thing's for sure, it's going to take plenty of time.
Fuck you,
just
Michael
Cole. Oh, fuck.
You know what the funny thing
is?
It's
going to go on for months.
Remember, they went back to it a couple of times.
Yeah.
In the middle of going back to it, remember, they said, we're going to show you what happened earlier today.
Right.
So clearly this is a taped segment. They're letting us know it's taped.
Right. Yeah.
Corey says something like, well, we got to see how this goes. We'll go. Like he talked about it like it was happening in that moment.
Right. Yeah.
Because he didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can't say it's taped and then act like, well, man, we got to check back in with them soon. Like, no, it's already done.
Yeah.
It's just.
Well, we'll see if they're wearing the same clothes next week.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they taped every segment already.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Titus Worldwide.
Yeah.
Versus the Authors of Pain without Paul Ellering, because that sucks.
Yep.
And Akeem and Razor get the win after hitting the last chapter. Nothing really to say here.
Yeah.
Because nothing really happens.
Yeah.
Next up, we go outside the arena where Kevin Owens shows up late for work, and the valet guy tells him, "You can't park here. Give me your keys." And Kevin says, "No chance," because you know what happened last week. And then later, Owens tells Kurt that he has to do something about Braun Strowman.
"You're sending people to therapy. Braun Strowman's a perfect candidate for therapy. Do that. Or how about, you know what? Suspend him. No, better yet, fire him. Suspend him, fire him, just to be safe. Both. Just, you got to do something. Please.
You just convinced me. There's only one way to settle it. You'll be facing Braun Strowman tonight."
Damn.
So,
damn.
In this segment, Kurt Angle says, "Well, here on Raw, we settle things in the ring."
Right.
This is the same man that sent two women to counseling for fighting each other in a ring.
"We settle this in counseling."
Yeah. "Come on, and Bailey, Sasha, girls don't fight." "No, Kurt, they're wrestlers."
Yeah.
"They fight."
"They fight."
Yeah.
It's what they do for a living.
Yeah. So we'll come back to Kevin Owens, see how his journey.
"Kurt, I hate to break this to you, but women can do things now."
Does anything bother you about this whole, like, Kevin is afraid of Braun thing when, like, look, I mean, the Braun is a face. I mean,
everyone is.
But, like, he either should be champion. Like, people weren't afraid to fight the Big Show, and he was bigger than Braun.
That's because Big Show always lost.
But, I mean, like, should he be that afraid of fighting a man? You know what I mean? Like, Kevin Owens is a tough heel.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be that afraid.
No,
he shouldn't. Samoa Joe wouldn't be like, "I'm afraid."
No,
like,
Samoa Joe's, like, the only guy that's not afraid of Braun.
I guess so, yeah. I guess it's part of Brock.
It's so stupid that the guy who should be the perfect heel is, they're pushing so hard
again,
as
a face. Again, he was, like, the best heel.
Yeah.
And now he's a goofy face.
Yeah.
Because all the faces are goofy. So next up, we have Seth and Roman versus Dolph and Drew. And this was actually, even though Roman was in the match, I thought it was a really good match. There were a lot of great spots, and the crowd was really into it.
Yeah.
The best chant was, "We want Roman. No, we don't." And at the end of the match, Seth was about to tag in Roman when the Revival appear and pull Roman off the apron. The four bad guys team up on Seth and Roman, and Dolph and Drew hit Rollins with the Claymore Zigzag.
Nice.
And the Revival hit Reigns with the Shatter Machine.
Nice.
So, but I thought it was a good match. I thought it was pretty good. Next up, we have Constable Corbin addressing the crowd. He asked Finn Balor to come out and give him an apology for attacking him in their tag team match from last week. Corbin first does a backhanded apology to Finn, and then Balor apologizes that his comment about his vest got him fired from TGI Fridays, so we're still doing the TGI Fridays jokes that weren't funny. And Corbin tells him, "I'll let that slide," and he gives Finn one more chance. And Balor says, "You do deserve an apology from whoever gave you that haircut," which, I mean, he looks a million times better now.
So much better.
So that's stupid.
And it's not a haircut. He shaved his head.
Yes.
So dumb line.
Right. Corbin,
why'd you say that to Stone Cold, you little bitch?
Yeah, exactly. Corbin, you look so much better with those, like, you know, the spaghetti hair that you had before this.
Almost every wrestler looks better when they shave it bald completely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when your hair was so shitty.
Right. So Corbin demands respect from Finn, and he gives him one more chance. And Balor tells him, "You lost all respect when you became Stephanie McMahon's stooge." So Corbin punches Balor, but Finn knocks him out of the ring, and Corbin retreats.
Yep. Can't wait to see how this... poor Finn Balor.
Yeah.
This guy's a pretty great in-ring performer. He could talk on the mic most of the time.
They don't feed him
stupid lines.
They're treating him like Evan Bourne.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry, Finn.
Yeah.
That was really tough.
Yeah.
Evan Bourne.
Sorry. I tell it like it is.
He's just buried and buried and buried and buried deeper and deeper into
even though
the Oasis.
Even though he got over on Corbin here, he's still buried because he's feuding with Corbin.
Yeah.
And he's not doing anything.
You know how, like, we didn't know Big Cass was going to get fired, but, you know, Daniel Bryan is never going to lose to Big Cass, right? Like, Corbin will beat Finn Balor, like, clean in this feud.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think he will. They'll both win one.
It doesn't matter. Every month, Balor says, I'm going to win back my Universal Championship, and he never even gets a shot. He never gets a title
never
shot.
One chance.
But every month he says it. That's like in his contract. Hey, Vince, I know you're never going to give me another Universal title shot, but can I remind everyone that I was the champion once?
Yeah, once.
And then one day I'll get it back, even though
I never got my rematch.
Yeah, I want to remind everyone at least once a month. Can we just put that in my contract?
Once a month. It's every week he talks about it.
When is Kevin Owens ever going to ask for his rematch?
Never. Right.
And in his 5-second distraction loss to Goldberg.
Yes. Yeah.
Give me a break.
Oh, God. So next up, we have Ember Moon versus Liv Morgan with Sarah Logan ringside. Ruby Riott was injured at a house show, so she wasn't on Raw. Again, we'll give more details and news for that.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Before the match, Liv and Sarah Logan were backstage, and they asked Elias if he was performing tonight. And Elias said, for these people, not a chance, but I got something for you. And he starts playing while Liv and Sarah trash the area.
Fun.
Fun stuff.
So Elias is going to be the new leader of the Riot Squad.
Maybe.
Hey, whatever.
Hey, he's not doing anything else.
He's not doing anything else.
So Ember gets the win with the Eclipse, which Liv sold very well.
Yeah.
Why is this guy not a champion by now?
Hey, he's we're talking about Ember Moon and Liv Morgan, okay?
Sorry. Yeah.
How dare you?
In the game.
What a horrible match this was.
Yeah.
But the Eclipse was good.
Yeah,
the Eclipse
was Liv great. Sold you.
By the way, really Liv and Ember were like good friends in NXT.
They were.
Like on the show.
Oh,
like they would tag together and stuff because Liv was always a babyface there.
Did she have the blue tongue there?
No. No, she's only had that for a couple months.
What is that?
I don't know.
She was licking a lollipop one day and now it's her thing. Which I'm fine with. But like, wouldn't this have been a good place to give Liv a win because no one cares? Like, has she ever won clean?
By the way, you said, what the hell's her name? Sonya Deville hasn't won a match since she's been on the main roster. I don't think Liv has. Like, not a singles match, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, they've won tag team matches as the Riot Squad, she has not won a singles match. And I don't think Sarah Logan has either.
So. Like, you could have given her this win just to show how, like, even the women's division is when really there's just like two or three people that win every week.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Outside of Charlotte, Ember Moon, and Bliss, who, and now Becky Lynch, like who else
they
wins?
They brought up
matches?
These two stables and none of them ever get wins.
Never.
No.
And now the Iconics too, they never get wins.
No. Never win.
So.
And Becky's getting every win on SmackDown, but she can't win a big match to save her fucking life.
Right.
Like they build her up, and no.
I think I feel like Becky's fighting Carmella at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
That's why she's winning That's why she's winning so much lately just to have her lose again. Maybe she'll win, but.
So Carmella retains against Asuka again?
Again?
I guess it's the Shinsuke thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not even sure I have Shinsuke beating Hardy.
I'm not picking Asuka in a big match for the rest of her time
until she proves you wrong.
Yeah, I'll pick her in New Japan when she goes back.
Yeah,
that's when I'll pick her for a match. So next up, we have the Revival versus Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns. We just saw the other fucking match like a half hour ago, but okay,
right?
More Roman. And earlier,
they don't even give him like a 2-hour break and a 3-hour show. No. Like they just go, all right, you're up again. Come on.
Kurt's not good at scheduling stuff. He's really not.
How do you work this smartphone?
Yeah.
Just you're up.
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, Michael Cole said, let's see if Lashley and Reigns can even the score.
Oh, damn it.
But the score is already even.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for Joe's awards later.
It's already 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stupid asshole.
I was saving that for awards later. But yeah, he goes, they look to even the score. It's the rubber match.
Yeah.
It is.
Dickweed.
Rubber match means it's already tied.
It's already tied.
Jackass.
What a jackass.
So if the Seth and Roman versus Dolph and Drew match was great, this match was dog shit.
Yes.
Roman starts the match and refuses to tag Lashley in like a true asswipe.
So let's just start there. Let's start there. Roman was already in a match earlier that night.
Yes.
Roman got destroyed after the match.
Yes.
Destroyed to where no save happens and people just leave. Like, I'm tired of punching your face. now I'm going to leave.
that's
exactly how beat up he was.
Yeah, that's how the perfect way to describe that.
And then he starts the match. Like, yes. Bobby has every right to start this match, and Roman starts the match.
Yeah.
Which tells me Bobby's kind of a pushover. Bobby could have been like, look, bitch, you're beat up. I'll tag you in. Because I tag people. I'll tag you in if I need you. Stay right there.
Yeah.
Nope. So Reigns starts the matchup.
So Bobby eventually just says, fuck this, and he gets in the ring without a tag.
Yeah.
And he cleans house. He beats up Dash and Dawson, but the ref does not DQ him.
No.
Shortly after that, the Revival team up on Roman in the ring, and the ref immediately calls for the bell and DQs the Revival.
That's so true.
What kind of bullshit is that?
What kind of ad wizards? Yeah.
Lashley then walks to the back as Dash and Dawson hit the Shatter Machine on Roman again.
Yep.
And later in the night, Roman goes into Kurt's office, demands to face Lashley at Extreme Rules. But Kurt tells him the match is already set. Lashley was already in here and asked for it. So Roman tells Kurt at Extreme Rules, I'm laying his punk ass out.
Oh.
No, you're the punk ass.
Yeah. I'm calling it right now.
You're the punk.
This match can't end clean.
No.
Cannot.
It'll be like a DQ finish.
So I don't. Something will happen.
Someone's got to...
Brock will probably come out, and then it'll be a triple threat for SummerSlam.
Oh, my God.
So I'm telling you right now, there's no way Lashley pins Reigns.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't pick
Reigns,
that.
After being a dickhole, pins Lashley clean?
No.
Burying Lashley, even though they're building him up? There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, you could be right. You know,
calling it now.
You convince me. I'll put a DQ finish, just like you guys, I helped you out with the Oscar pick.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that.
So next up, we go backstage where Kevin Owens tries everything he can to convince Kurt to cancel his match with Strowman.
Oh, good, you have it.
I'll organize your office. Little known fact about me, I'm a great organizer. Do you like Shania Twain? She's a friend of mine. She's on tour right now. I could get you and your wife tickets. You guys can go out on a date. I'll babysit your kids. It'll be great. Huh?
Can I listen? There is no way you're getting out of this match.
Fine. You know what? You don't deserve Shania Twain tickets.
If I was Kurt, I would have taken him up on all of those offers.
Take the date with Shania Twain. She's still hot.
Well, I think it was to see her show with his
wife.
No,
he said you can go on a date with her and I'll watch
your
kids.
Wife. You can go on a date with your wife.
Go to the show with your wife. He said that.
Oh, but still, because he's married.
But still, I mean, that's you get your office organized. You have a babysitter.
Yeah,
this was so great.
No, you know what? Kevin Owens. I don't want to go to a Shania Twain concert.
Kevin Owens is so great.
Maybe like 20 years ago when she was.
By the way, watch the rap battle between Shania Twain and who's the chick who all about that bass?
I don't know. I don't know music nowadays.
About that bass. No treble.
Yeah, I know the song, but I don't know who sings it.
That chick. Anyway, I can't think of her name, but they have a rap battle. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
This was funny. I mean, Kevin Owens being Kevin Owens. Yeah. This was so great.
Just, you know, the fact that he was at the Shania Twain concert last week and got on stage and everything and couldn't convince Shania to play his favorite song.
Did you guys watch all that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
He tries to get her to play the song that he wants, and she won't do it.
Yeah. Oh, really? No. Like he was a heel? Like that was set up like that?
No. No. He was just like, I love you, Shania Twain thing. And so I don't know.
Megan Trainor. Sorry. I had to look that up. So it's like they gave him a microphone at the concert?
Well, he came on stage,
yeah. And she found him in the crowd.
That's funny.
And then brought him on stage.
Yeah.
So next up we have Noe Jose versus Mojo Rawley. Mm-hmm. Mojo has new crappy music.
Again.
Did you notice that? And he cuts another promo saying he won't give Jose a rematch, and he pushes the mic into Jose's chest.
Have they actually had a match yet?
They had one.
They had one match.
But now this is 2 weeks in a row where he's giving him another one.
Right. Even though he doesn't control any of that and should be immediately fired.
Right.
Kurt Angle comes out for everything else. He won't come out for this? Hold on. No. You have to fight.
Kurt doesn't want any part of this.
I don't want my name associated with these.
So two. Jose takes a swing and a miss. Mojo knocks him down and then goes outside of the ring and attacks the guy in the cheeseburger outfit. He just throws him.
Did you see this guy's, I want to say ring awareness, but when he threw him really close to the steel steps, he actually managed to plant his hand and kind of push himself up so he wouldn't crash onto
them. I'm sure they had auditions for the guy that could take the best bump.
Yeah.
You know? So he flings him over, and Jose comes outside the ring and gets some shots in, but Mojo slams his back on the apron. I mean, again, this isn't even worthy of a pre-match at a pay-per-view. Like, no. why are they doing this?
This will be the pre-show match, right? For sure.
I guess.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because they are not really fighting. So,
because now all the pay-per-views, all of the pay-per-views are 4 hours now.
All of them?
Extreme Rules is starting at 6 Central.
Yes.
They're all going to be 4 hours with a one-hour pre-show.
Yeah.
So 5 hours.
7 hours. WrestleMania next year is going to be 14 hours.
It's the best of both worlds. Fucking shit.
No, it's not.
WrestleMania pre-show is going to start at like 3 a.m.
They didn't have time for Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode wasn't on Raw for the second straight week.
So but we can see Mojo and No Way Jose.
Yeah, they have time for
Bobby
Mojo.
Bobby Roode's not on the show at all. Elias, we get 5 seconds of Elias.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing? But you give us more Reigns.
Elias is like in the top three most over guys on the roster.
100%.
And in the last 2 weeks, he's been on the show for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Horrible. Just horrible. Next up, Renee Young interviews Ronda Rousey.
Oh, great.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
They're somewhere. Not at Raw.
No.
And Ronda says, I might be suspended from Raw, but I'm not suspended from Extreme Rules, so I'm buying a front row ticket.
No, that's stupid.
They're sold out.
Why would she buy a ticket?
You're on the fucking show. They're not going to stop you from entering the locker room. It's so stupid.
I guess maybe they are. So. Remember when they had Titan Security for the Survivor Series feud and they would just show a door with no security?
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
It's just like, how stupid can you be? Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Mickey James versus Nia Jax, and Mickey comes out with Alexa, so they play Alexa's music for Mickey James' entrance. And Nia cuts a promo before the match telling Alexa that Kurt has made their match at Extreme Rules an Extreme Rules match. Shouldn't they all be Extreme Rules matches?
They should.
Right now, that's the only match that has a stipulation. The Iron Man match. But that's not Extreme Rules.
No.
What is... I mean, I'm glad it's an Iron Man match.
Because you get DQs.
Yes,
I'm glad that they're having an Iron Man match. That sounds great. Like, that'll be the one good thing about Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
But that's not Extreme.
No.
No, and look, maybe you should just call it Stipulation Pay-Per-View.
Yeah,
and then just do stipulations on every match.
Yeah,
but like, Extreme Rules means every goddamn match has to have a rule.
Yeah,
that's extreme.
Yeah,
that's what it means.
Maybe they'll do it.
Forgive me,
next week.
Lord. Forgive me.
Yeah, like
this is what WWE does to me.
Broken beer bottle in a pole match.
Yeah,
you know, flaming ladder match.
But we don't even care. It doesn't even have to be that extreme.
Well, they do.
Just give us something. No DQ. Ladder match, tables match.
They have
so
to,
many
right?
ways.
By next week, they have to put stipulations all these.
First
weeks.
Blood.
Yeah, but they didn't last year.
Well, last year they had a chairs match every year, which I think is the stupidest.
Well, that's like what they do at TLC. They're like, oh, we're gonna have a table match and a ladder match.
At least a tables match, the stipulation is you have to put someone through a table. Chairs match just means there's a million chairs ringside.
You can use chairs.
It's hard to screw up an Extreme Rules match. Like, it's hard to have a bad Extreme Rules match.
Well, Joe, you're in luck.
You're in luck. No, but I mean, like if you're going to have... Like, it took having a no-rules match between Shinsuke and Styles,
yeah.
You know what I mean, to make their match great.
What about a no-holds-barred match? Can they do that?
Fine, because it's the same
it's
shit.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes?
Hey!
Leo, can't right now.
Yeah, it's a little while. That's okay. Hey, kids are a part of the show, okay? Sometimes, hey, look, kids, we have kids. So you might hear some screaming. It'll probably be Andrew.
And then it will probably be...
Between me, Andrew, and Eric, 5 kids between the 3 of us.
Yeah.
It's a lot of kids.
It is.
A lot of kids.
None of them are mine.
None of them are Eric's, as far as we know. None of them are Eric's. So let's just keep it rolling.
Okay, so where are we?
I was complaining that about Extreme Rules matches not having Extreme Rules.
Yes.
Yeah, like you'd figure AJ Styles and Rusev would have some sort of stipulation.
Machka match?
Yeah. The crowd,
sure, whatever that means.
I don't know.
The crowd can't chant Rusev Day. Anyone who chants Rusev Day is ejected.
Well, if you chant Rusev Day, I become champion.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Perfect.
I am champion.
Yeah, they have to have a stipulation. It's a WWE championship match.
And then on the tag, they're like, oh, it's the one night a year where the WWE superstars go extreme. No, they don't.
No one does.
They don't
do
anything.
Like, one does.
Yeah. Right. One guy. It will probably be Seth Rollins.
Anyway.
So Nia says she also brought back up tonight, and now comes Natalya, which is that's what they did the week prior.
Oh, because that's
reversed.
Ronda Rousey's best friend.
She's her best friend.
Best friend.
But I didn't come alone. Oh, who could this be?
Yeah.
It's Natalya.
If it's anyone but Natalya, this will be cool. It's Natalya.
Yes.
Could be any other women superstar.
It's Natalya. Yeah. Okay, as long as she's not wearing her cat ears. Oh, God.
Oh, God, she's wearing the
cat. Full cat outfit.
Yeah. Full cat.
Full cat.
She went gone. Full cat.
Never go full
Never
cat.
Never go full cat.
So this match goes on way too long. But Nia eventually gets the win with the Samoa drop. Alexa got on the apron during the match, but Natalya pulled her off. Good job.
Mm.
Great job, Natty. Yeah.
Wait, who got pulled off?
Alexa. Yeah.
Lucky her.
She got off. So we go backstage, and Kevin Owens is trying to meditate with Jinder Mahal, but it's not working for him.
I don't know what this was.
No.
And Charlie Caruso walks up and tells Kevin that he looks shaken up. Owens tries to act tough and says he's thrilled to be facing Strowman, and he's going to show the world how you destroy a monster.
Great. I wish that was true.
Next up, Renee interviews Bobby Lashley backstage, and Bobby says Roman got what he deserved tonight.
See, Roman made a big name for himself since I've been gone. Because I've been gone. If I'd been here for the past 10 years, Roman would have never been the guy. And his yard would have merely been a concrete patch in a trailer park.
Huh?
What
has happened?
Renee, they showed Renee, and she looked at him like, what? Like, she made like a what? Did
Andrew,
you just fucking
Andrew,
say?
You told us his lines were scripted.
Yes.
Who could write that?
You could tell it's scripted. It's
hold on.
So fucking bad.
If you have a great... If The Rock delivered that, I guess it might be funny, right? Like, if you deliver it right.
Well, like, Ambrose has publicly complained about the scripted promos.
Really?
But, like, he can make anything sound good, just like Samoa Joe can as well.
Yeah.
But when you suck... I mean, that's a terrible line. It's a terrible line.
Yeah.
But Bobby Lashley is a terrible promo. He's terrible on the mic, so
he's
it's
a terrible promoer.
Even worse, he's a promoer.
Oh my god!
But like Renee looks at him like, "What the fuck are you saying?"
He's like, "This wouldn't be Reigns' yard. No, it's Rollins' yard. We all know that. It's not Reigns' yard.
No.
Like this is where you cut in, like Will Ferrell and Step Brothers, where he's being interviewed. He's just like, shut your mouth.
Yeah, please shut your mouth.
Please shut your mouth.
Yeah."
Why don't they let, like, Renee do something cool and be like, no, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Because you can't hit women. What are they going to do?
Right. Okay, that's enough of you, Lashley. All right.
Yeah. Okay, and moving on.
All right, well, that was stupid.
right?
Right?
That'd be so, my God,
back
that would
to
be
you,
so great.
Cole, you
okay,
bitch.
Lashley, thank you, but I'm going to go get a better interview from this brick wall. Okay, thanks.
No,
bye.
I like what Andrew just did. Okay, well, that was stupid. Back to you, Cole. You bitch.
Renee just goes
we
full heel.
We would love Renee.
And Cole, they just cut to Cole and he's like, what's happening?
All right, I guess.
Thanks, Renee.
Okay, Renee.
Telling it like it is.
She,
all right.
She comes fish. Out, she just pushed Coach out of the chair and she's like, this is my desk now.
Yeah. Oh my God, heel Renee. Might be the only thing to save Raw at this point.
Absolutely.
So next up, we have the main event. Kevin Owens versus Braun Strowman.
Hooray.
And Mike Rome actually introduced Braun as Mr. Monster in the Back. Bank. Monster in the Back. You know, he was there because JoJo was with Bray. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But Kevin Owens tries to lock up with Braun. We get shoved to the ground. So Owens decides just to run away, and he gets counted out. He goes outside, tries to get in his car, but he forgot his keys. So instead of just running away, like just run as far as you can.
Just run
forever. Instead of that,
let's just run forever. Get behind a car.
Yeah.
You know, Uber. Come on.
Yeah. Call the police. You're call outside the police. Of the arena at this point. It's assault at this point.
It is.
Instead, he hides in a porta potty right next to his car. So Braun goes outside to look for him. He sniffs around like he's Wolverine. That's not a joke. He actually went, someone's taking a shit.
Why didn't they do the line from No Hold Bars? What's that smell? Yeah.
What's that smell?
And Owens is like,
Dookie.
Dookie.
And he realizes Kevin is in the porta potty.
I do like, though, when why he's walking Kevin, away.
Why did Kevin take a shit?
Yeah, why did he take
he
a shit?
His pants.
I love when he's walking back towards the arena and he's looked everywhere and then just stops. That was kind of cool.
That's like when he sniffs. Moment. He sniffs.
Yeah, then he turns and sniffs and makes it stupid. Yeah. But when he stops
like,
and realizes,
Owen
oh, I didn't check the porta potty. That was cool.
Then he knocks on the door and he does a woman voice and he's like, anybody in there?
I thought this was great.
And
I
Owen says,
part.
Yeah, it's occupied. Occupied. Get out of here. So Braun then duct tapes the door and he's like, I told you I'd find you. And Kevin's screaming and he drags the porta potty all the way to the stage. Thankfully, there was already like ropes attached to the porta potty so he could drag it wherever he wanted.
Yeah, that's how most porta potties are, right?
Yeah.
They have ropes.
I so take one with them. Me everywhere. And then he brings him on the stage, and then he pushes the porta potty off the stage. But it's not at a spot of the stage where it's a big fall. It's like a 3-foot drop. It was so lame.
Yeah.
It was like just tipping a porta potty over. That's what it
really
was.
All it was.
Yeah.
And then EMTs pull Owens out, and he's covered in the blue toilet water.
Now, they used camera work. He wasn't in there, obviously.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Because they didn't show him get out.
Yeah.
They just showed him like laying
if they're gonna,
there.
If you're going to take that fall, you show them get out of it. To right. show yeah. them that why. Like,
but
yeah,
I think that's part of the reason why it was like in this secluded area.
But like, first of all. They covered him in blue paint, like bright blue paint.
Yeah.
It wasn't the shit from the porta potty.
No.
Right.
Which you could have clearly put on him and showed
like
he's
slimy. At least he's kind of like brownish paint or something.
No, it was bright blue. Oh, used at least. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Used.
And then like have globs of stuff on him.
Well, yeah, because like when, remember.
Like wet paper towel would have been.
DX did that with Vince and Shane and the Spirit Squad. They covered them in shit.
Shit,
yeah.
They managed to make fake poop. But like, is that. Is that what the new budget cuts are? No more fake poop.
No more fake poop.
No I more. Mean,
like they had Vince, to cut the Vince, fake poop bucket.
Grab some mud from the freaking backstage, like from outside, like anything.
Vince's meeting was like, no more pyro and no more fake poop.
Yeah.
No more fake shit. Guys, I told you to cut the shit out of the budget.
Yeah.
But I mean, the paint looked awful.
Yeah.
It was obviously blue paint.
Right. It was.
Bright blue paint.
Yeah.
Like that cord.
Yeah.
It looks so stupid.
So the last shot of Monday Night Raw is a man laying next to a porta potty.
Covered in blue paint.
Covered in blue paint.
Yeah.
And Braun just like standing there like, yeah.
Yeah. Now, remember last week I talked about, you know, Kevin Owens going outside and trying to find his car. And I was like, this was at like. At the end of the night, why was it still light out?
Uh-huh.
So did you notice this week when Kevin Owens goes outside, he's like, oh, well, it's still light out because we're in Central Time. It's like, you don't need to cover that kind of continuity. Like, I mean, right. I'll play along.
It's pro wrestling. There is no continuity.
Yeah exactly.
Except Team Hell No. They cover their complete continuity history.
Pretty right. much. I was pretty happy with that.
I know.
Well, maybe it was
you
like,
abducted my wife.
Yeah. Maybe they're like, oh, well, they shot this earlier and Kevin Owens wasn't in the porta potty. Oh, no, wait, we're in Central. It's still light out. This is really happening at this moment.
Right.
Well, it had to have because he pulled. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So on to SmackDown Live. Starts with Team Hell No and Renee interviewing them in the ring. But things quickly get awkward when Daniel reminds Kane of what happened the last time they were in the ring together.
You tombstoned me on the floor. Then you tombstone me on the steps. Then you tombstone me on
hey,
the
next
table. It wasn't even a match. It wasn't a match.
Let's not go digging up the past, Daniel. Okay, this is a fresh start for both of us. But if we want to defeat the Bludgeon Brothers, we have to concentrate on what unites us.
Kane, you tried to abduct my wife.
Yeah. Tried.
I mean, it was great. If you're going to address it, this is how you do it.
Kane is like one of the most underrated guys on the mic.
Yeah.
He really is.
Especially with comedic timing.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's really funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Kane then tells Daniel, look, I've always had your back, but Daniel says, no, you haven't. And then they, you know, eventually that gets to the yes and no. They're yelling yes and no at each other.
He goes, you're like a brother to me.
No, I have that later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so good.
They do the yes and no yell at each other. Classic team hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they come out. I'm sorry, the Usos come out and they say, Team Hell No doesn't deserve a tag team title shot. What, just because they hug? Look, we can hug. Oh, and they're stupid. Are they heels again, the Usos?
I don't know what they are anymore.
Yeah.
Are they transfacial?
Yeah, I think they're transfacial.
Maybe. Yeah.
So Daniel challenges the Usos to a tag team match, but Kane says, we'll consider this as a team and get back to you, which pisses Daniel off.
Right.
However, Paige comes out and makes the match for the main event and says if the Usos win, they will be added to the title match at Extreme Rules.
Yeah. Yes.
So we'll get back to that later.
Which was good. Like, I like that. That was a nice little stipulation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know they're not winning, but
clearly,
still.
Hell No had to get over.
Right.
So, yeah.
Next up, we have the Jeff Hardy U.S. Open Challenge, and Jeff cuts another weird video promo before coming out.
I think he's turning into the Ultimate Warrior.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He was like, Eagles, the Majestic, and blah, blah, blah. And it was, yeah, it was
it
all
went
weird.
On and on.
But he looks cool, so who cares?
Jeff looked like great. Uncle Sam, Captain America, and a bald eagle all jizzed into a Petri dish and then outgrew patriotic Jeff Hardy.
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So Miz answers the open challenge. So that was nice. They have a really good match.
Yes.
Miz tries to pin Jeff with his feet on the ropes, but Little Nate catches him.
Always Little Nate. He's so good.
By the way, I will say that the one good thing about the open challenge is you see a guy that wouldn't normally get a shot have a good match.
Yes.
But anytime The Miz comes out, I'm not upset about it.
No, absolutely.
Plus, you knew
not.
A great match was about to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so. Miz has nothing to do until SummerSlam.
Right? Yeah, Wink. Basically.
Jeff then hits the Twist of Fate, followed by the Swanton Bomb to retain the U.S. Championship.
A rare, clean loss by The Miz.
Uh-huh.
A rare loss by The Miz.
For The Miz, not by The Miz.
For The Miz.
Yeah.
No, he lost by The Miz. Miz lost.
A clean loss for The Miz.
Both work.
This
all right,
is one of the dumbest arguments I've ever heard.
Nip up, kip up.
I looked it up. I was right.
Yeah.
And you were right.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean, he doesn't lose hardly ever. You know what I mean?
No, and if he does, it's because of something stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
Nips up. Next up, we have the New Day's inaugural 3rd of July pancake eating contest hosted by everyone's favorite idiot, Byron Saxton.
No one's favorite guy.
Yeah.
He had a dumb hat on. He waited because the crowd was reacting, thinking, well, I'm going to sit this out and wait on this. No, Byron.
No one reacted.
No, Byron.
Even the kids hate him.
Yeah.
So Kofi, Xavier, and Big E are all competing against each other to see who can eat the most red, white, and blue pancakes in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But 10 seconds into the contest, the lights go out, thank God, and Sanity's music hits. Yep. They appear in the ring, they attack the New Day from behind, and Eric Young elbow drops Xavier through a table.
Beautiful. That was awesome.
Beautiful.
By the way, did you notice Killian Dane was wearing a shirt?
Yeah, because Vince hates fat guys.
Fat guys can't show their stomach.
Yeah.
He did the first couple weeks, but now it's like, yeah, all right, put the shirt on.
That's why he makes Samoa Joe hike his shorts up to his nips.
Well, Samoa Joe is completely shaved. That's why he's allowed to do it.
Oh, as long as...
No, seriously. I'm not kidding here.
That's awesome.
Bray Wyatt wears a shirt. Braun Strowman wears a shirt.
So if they shave... Yeah, but Strowman, you've seen him on social media. He's actually very built now.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know why.
Yeah, he's not fat. No, he's not.
But he has hair.
He's fit fat.
But he won't shave his hair.
I guess he could go shirtless if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But Samoa Joe, because I think if Bray Wyatt took his shirt off,
that was so good.
He'd have a stomach hanging out.
Yeah.
Like Samoa Joe doesn't have that.
Not
like
really.
He's a big guy.
He's just like a thick guy.
Yeah, he's thick. He's not fat.
He's
like
big boned.
thicker exactly. than Bolo.
Like, he wouldn't have a big gut hanging out like Bray Wyatt would.
No, he wouldn't. Killian Dane does. Because Vince hikes his shorts up to his belly button.
His nips. But he always has had his shorts hiked up like that.
It's fine.
Because like,
it was
like
my look until like 87.
Killian yeah. Dane always won worst dressed on the NXT shows because he has bright pink nips and his chest is so gross and hairy.
Yeah. And his
stomach is
and his back.
And his back is all hairy. It's disgusting. So wear a shirt.
It's disgusting and he's a heel. It's perfect.
Yeah. So next up, we have Asuka versus James Ellsworth with Carmella on commentary. And the announce team actually compared this to Billie Jean King versus Bobby Riggs in the Battle of the Sexes. They show, like, highlights of the fucking thing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
First of all, Billie Jean King wins, obviously. Uh-huh. Second of all, it was just as staged as pro wrestling, you come to find out. Right. Third of all, she got the lanes. So basically, it wasn't even an even matchup. She got a much bigger... Bobby Riggs had a handle like more court.
Seriously?
Yeah. She got the lanes.
So right how now. Is that Battle of the Sexes?
It
That's
wasn't
ridiculous.
At all.
That's
it wasn't
so
at all.
Ridiculous.
And she was kind of just past her prime, and he was like
Wasn't
55.
He like 20 years older than her?
Yeah.
So it wasn't even close to a fair matchup, which right. she wins. Well, I didn't see the movie, though.
Even like Serena Williams has said she would not be able to compete in the men's bracket because they hit too fast.
Yeah.
She said that.
If anyone could, she probably could.
But even she has said she can't.
Yeah, she was like, no, they hit too ridiculous.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, they
this
both...
This concludes What's Wrong with Tennis.
Right. No, watch the, what is it called?
Oh, seven days.
7 days in hell.
7 days in hell on HBO. Oh,
the greatest. Lord.
So good. And then
as good as that
too.
Was.
No, the biking one was
Tour
better.
Tour de Pharmacy.
Tour de Pharmacy was
There's
better.
So much
But they're
better.
Both great. You should see both of them for sure.
They're both so great.
Yeah.
So James and Asuka both cut backstage promos on each other before the match. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. I was already thinking it.
I didn't want you to say it because I want to laugh the whole time. We were crying.
Crying.
The three of us,
it's.
Crying.
Like the top 10 laughs.
Did we watch that after we watched the pay-per-view or before?
I don't remember.
Where were we all here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we were just hanging out.
Like, oh my God, crying.
And, like, I brought it up. I was like, have you guys watched this?
Yeah.
No. Oh, we're watching it.
I was crying.
Yeah.
It still makes me, like, giggle whenever I like, think of it.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
So anyways, moving on, please. Ellsworth, his promo sucked as usual. He's just like, men are better. Men have bigger brains. Which is like, how does Carmella feel about this?
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah. But what is Asuka saying here?
I don't know. You have it?
Men, women. Sex is the big.
What is...
I got nothing. It doesn't matter who I face.
Okay, what did she say?
Men are the bigs.
Hold on. Don't say anything. Listen.
Sex is the big.
What did she say? Sexist pig?
Maybe.
Sexist pig, I think.
Yeah.
Men, I listened to it like 50 times.
Men are sexist pig?
Well, she says men. The first part doesn't make sense. She goes, men, women. Sexist the pig! But it's like, what?
I got nothing.
Okay, so listen to the rest.
It doesn't matter who I face. They all feel the pain. James, you are not ready for Asuka.
The second part was, it doesn't matter who I face.
They all feel the pain.
Yeah, I feel pain.
Because she's Brock Lesnar.
Yes. That's right. That used to be his thing.
Yeah, they just, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I guess they don't have time to give her, like, English lessons on the side.
No one, like, listens to her before she does the... Like, no one makes sure she can say these words. All right, now you're going to say sexist pig. Sex with the pig! Sex with a pig?
Yes! No one's ready for that!
No.
No, they're not.
So, on to the match, James gets no offense in...
None.
And eventually runs away through the crowd.
Well, I was curious how they would really do this since men can't hit women.
Yeah.
Even though James is hardly a man.
No, yeah,
hardly.
Exactly.
Like, barely.
It's close.
I mean, Roman speared Stephanie at WrestleMania a couple years ago, you know, so you could sometimes do
by
it.
By accident.
Only Stephanie is allowed to get hit.
Yeah.
Right. Kurt Angle put her in an ankle lock.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, Triple H knocks her through a table. So.
Yeah.
But so he runs away, and Asuka chases him, so they both get counted out. Huh. She's an idiot. Again, she's a face, so she's dumb.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
They then end up back at ringside, and Carmella pushes Asuka into the barricade and then drags Ellsworth up the ramp by his stupid, you know,
haircut,
yellow hair. And then later in the night, Paige tells Ellsworth that he's having a rematch against Asuka next week with all the women's superstars surrounding the ring in a lumberjack match.
Lumberjill match.
Well, she said lumberjack, but yeah, I get
she's
it.
An idiot. Paige.
Paige. So yeah, we're going to have that again next week.
You see
week.
That meme where it's just her face about to say it like
Paige? Yeah, she's just like, yeah. So next up, we go backstage where Daniel tells Kane that he has to apologize and he has a list of items, and this was great.
May 21st, 2012, you chokeslammed me for absolutely no reason. May 22nd, 2012, you called my house and did nothing but breathe heavily for 20 minutes. May 23rd, 2012, I found a disemboweled squirrel on my front porch. May 27th, 2000...
Daniel, I apologize.
For which one?
For everything.
Look, you're like a brother to me. You set your brother on fire.
These two are so great together.
Yeah. They really are. They really are perfect.
You know what else is probably on that list? Probably the last thing on the list, if he's going in order. Kane chokeslamming Daniel on Raw just this past November.
Yeah, right.
The Survivor Series feud.
Yep.
Daniel showed up to Raw, and then Kane like was in there and chokeslammed him. They cut the lights off so that you couldn't see it happen, but he chokeslams him, and Daniel got stretchered out of the out of the place.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep.
It wasn't too long ago when Kane did not have Daniel's back at all.
Yeah.
So Kane tells Daniel, look, no one can beat us when we're on the same page, so are you ready to fight the Usos? And Daniel does the yes chant.
Yeah.
Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Aiden English. And AJ and Rusev have a verbal confrontation before the match, but it was pretty basic stuff. But after the bell rings, though, Rusev distracts AJ by saying, oh, AJ, I forgot to tell you something. And English attacks Styles from behind, and Rusev's like, oh, never mind.
Never mind.
It was funny. But AJ makes Aiden English tap to the calf crusher. And then Rusev attacks him right after the match and puts AJ in the accolade.
Which is finally something heelish for Rusev.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Because he's really, like, when he was declared the number one contender, he was trying to shake his hand. Like, he was being very gentlemanly. Now they're like, okay, he's either a heel or a face. What is he? He's a heel that's going to lose at Extreme Rules, so let's make him a heel.
Before this, I was like, you know, they're actually keeping them apart, and they're not, like, fighting each other. Like, they're actually going to let it wait till Extreme Rules. Oh, never mind. No. Accolade.
No.
Next up, we have Becky Lynch versus Peyton Royce. The Iconics cut an iPhone promo before the match, and Peyton taps at the disarmer.
No surprise here.
There's nothing there.
No.
There's nothing there. No storyline, nothing.
Nope.
Yeah. Next up, Nakamura cuts an iPhone promo, and he says Jeff Hardy paints his face because he's ashamed of himself. And then he says he will win the U.S. Championship at Extreme Rules.
Who's he looking at? Is he a clown? And he looks over there.
Yeah.
Is he crazy? Looks over there. No, you're a fucking crazy clown, Shinsuke. You're a crazy heel fucking clown.
Is he Nacho Libre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
You are crazy. Favorite movie.
So next up we have the main event, the Usos versus Team Hell No. There were some good spots in the match, but in the end, Daniel hits the running knee, Kane hits the chokeslam, and Team Hell No
one, like, half chokeslam.
Yeah.
Ends the match.
I really thought the Usos were going to get in on this match by, like, some crazy way, just so that if they weren't ready to put the titles on Team Hell No,
they have an out, yeah.
Or they could pin the Usos and not bury the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yes, exactly.
So last week when they got back together, I was saying, like, you know, we were all saying, like, for sure they win the tag titles.
Yeah.
But like, and I like that Daniel's bringing up all this past stuff, but don't you think there's a chance now that Kane just fucking turns on him again?
I guess.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like in
because
the,
they're going to let
the match
this run
Extreme
for
Rules.
A few minutes.
Yeah.
You know, a few months, I mean. And then it'll end with them feuding.
Just to have like Daniel fight a big guy again.
Well, yeah. But there's a chance that they...
I mean, I hope it doesn't. I want them to win the titles and do this, you know, like... Have a reign one more
You're
time.
You're almost screwing over the Bludgeon Brothers at that point.
Fuck, who cares?
Who cares?
Luke Harper needs to be on his own.
He does.
Not babysitting Eric Rowan.
And not with the eyeball gimmick again.
No eyeballs.
I know.
No eyeballs.
Yeah.
So that was the end of SmackDown. Oh, I'm sorry. The Bludgeon Brothers come out to the stage and just stand there. And then the next thing we see is Chris Lee.
Has Luke had that new mask recently?
They've been wearing
those
for a while.
I know Eric had his.
They've both been wearing masks ever
his
since.
His is like creepy.
Yeah.
Ever since they've been bludgeoning people.
Right.
Cameramen in the woods.
Yeah.
So.
Rip.
But I want to give a shout out to this fan that was in the second row on SmackDown because he had two great signs. He had one sign that said, This year I've seen. And it had Area 51, Nessie, and Bigfoot checked. But then Brock Lesnar, the Bella Twins, and Cena unchecked. It was so good.
That's good.
That's awesome.
And then the other sign said, I've been to more WWE live events than Brock Lesnar. Very good.
Is Brock the same fan you. Had both
yes.
signs?
Yeah. I guess he was in the second row, and they never confiscated the signs.
I guess this guy didn't watch the Rumble or WrestleMania, though.
I know, but I get it.
But
it's a funny joke.
I know. It's a great joke. I know. Calm down.
You calm down.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Simmer.
All right, well, that is all for Raw and SmackDown, so now it's time for awards.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Just so everyone knows, everyone listening or watching, we have Zach Lewis on the podcast, big fan. He pledged $50 on Patreon one time, so if you do that, you get to do awards with us.
Woo! Yeah.
So you ready, Zach?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. All right, first up, who do you have for worst dressed?
Bailey.
Not bad.
It's always a good
Bailey.
One.
Yeah, she's won
clothes,
before.
Street yeah. clothes Bailey isn't great.
Yeah.
Joe?
I had Natalia going full cat.
Full cat.
Yeah.
I had Blue Paint Owens.
I had Blue
And that's the winner.
I had Blue Paint Owens.
That's the winner for sure.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one.
All right, Zach, who do you have for best dressed?
Best dressed, I have Sasha Banks.
Sasha right. Banks.
Good yeah. one. I had Carmella.
I She's also had Carmella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went Jeff Hardy for the second week.
Yeah,
row.
He was my backup. Point,
yeah.
But yeah. All good answers. Yeah. All good answers.
Old picking guys. Okay.
Oh, did it back to you. Andrew gave us so much shit all these weeks that we pick a guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're
and
picking a penis.
For the second straight week, he picked a penis. All right.
All right.
Andrew's wow. gone.
The look
penis.
On his face, you need to go back and YouTube watch the YouTube on that. Because the look on his face is priceless.
That was
oh,
great.
We just lost Zach. Damn.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
All right, taste of my own medicine. I deserve that.
You deserve that.
Okay, Zach, who'd you have for worst acting?
Worst acting, I had Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley. All as right. did I.
Oh, what'd you have?
As did I?
Uh-oh.
Sweep it!
Woo!
Four-man sweep it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The line that he had, whether they fed it to him or not, was just so god-awful.
Wow.
And he didn't deliver it. I mean, I could have delivered it better.
I like Bobby Lashley so much, but he makes it pretty hard.
It's yeah. true. Yeah. Because he's so buff. He's so athletic, but his promos suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who'd you have for best acting?
Best acting... I had Kevin Owens, actually. I thought the segment was pretty funny with him running from Braun Strowman.
Yeah, he's been winning it a lot lately, and as do I. I have Kevin Owens as well.
I have Team Hell No.
Okay.
They were really good.
Yeah.
And I had Braun. I thought Braun was really funny. I like how he did the girl voice to ask if anyone was in there.
Yeah.
His reactions and stuff. I'm going to give it to Braun.
Okay. All right, cool. Zach, who do you have for, where do you have for worst comment?
Worst comment? I had to give it to my man Bobby Lashley again. All those pauses when he was supposed to be confronting Reigns in the locker room. It was just awkward.
It was very, like, yeah, when you're having
dramatic pauses.
Yeah, this, yeah, that is, that's a good point. It's very,
I love your worst comment for him not talking.
Yeah, right.
Bad comedic timing. That
yeah,
works.
Yeah.
I have whatever Asuka said. The sex is the big or whatever.
Yeah.
Sex up the big. I had Cole with the line you had mentioned earlier. You know, Reigns and Lashley look to even the score tonight.
Nice.
Nope.
Nope. Not at
third
all.
Third match in a row.
Yeah.
Mine was.
Yeah, I didn't like how Reigns tried to bury the Revival either. Like, I shouldn't have lost to the Revival.
Yeah, he said that like yeah. they
like,
were.
Come on, man.
Like Slater and Rhino or something.
No. He's like, yeah, they're a great tag team, but. The Revival?
Yeah.
Technically,
yeah, I guess
they're
I'll
like.
I'll go with that as my worst comment. That,
okay.
Yeah, technically, they're the best tag team ever in NXT history.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
A lot of people say. Yeah, yeah, that was tough.
My worst comment was Kurt Angle. Here on Raw, we settle things in the ring. Now, back to Bayley and Sasha in counseling.
Right, Jesus.
Yeah.
Zach, what do you have for best comment?
Best comment? I don't know. I don't think I had a best comment this week.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you one.
What you got?
Anybody in there? Braun Strowman. talking to the outhouse.
Eric.
I had Daniel Bryan. Kane, you tried to abduct my wife.
Yeah.
And then Kane goes, yeah, tried.
That was really good. The timing was great.
Yeah.
I had Daniel Bryan when he was like, April 22nd, 2012, you called my house and did nothing but breathe heavily for 20 minutes. Like, first of all, why are you listening the whole time?
Yeah, right,
why don't you hang up for 20 minutes? I just like, just imagine like, hello? Like for 20 minutes.
With his theme song like really low in the background.
Right.
That just sounds amazing.
Runner up for this definitely had to be... Daniel, I like you like a brother. And he's like, you set your brother on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. These were all great.
They were so good this week.
Yeah, they were.
Yep. Zach, well, what'd you have for worst match?
Worst match, Authors of Pain match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Authors of Pain.
That was my super slow-mo. But I had the Revival versus Reigns and Bobby.
I have that for worst match and Authors of Pain for slow-mo match. Eric?
I've got Asuka versus Ellsworth for worst match.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then slow-mo was Nia versus Mickey.
All right. Zach, what was your slow-mo?
The Nia Jax.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What about best match?
Oh.
Best match? I'll pass it on to Eric.
Ooh, Eric.
First.
Mine was Hardy versus Miz.
That's a good one.
Hardy was, Miz was really mine good. As well.
I had Seth and Roman versus Dolph and Drew. I thought it was really good, and the crowd was super into it. So
yeah.
All right, Zach, pick
and that's
one
what
of those.
I'm gonna go with as well.
Yeah,
the tag match.
The tag match with Zig and
McIntyre. Yeah.
Right. All right,
yeah.
so
versus the Shield.
Split it.
Yes, I wanted to see what y'all picked first.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
What about worst move, Zach?
Worst move?
I'm going to give you one. If I had Asuka missing on James Ellsworth,
yeah,
and he still sold it.
Well, like,
he tried
took,
to duck.
He took like 2 seconds to sell it.
Yeah.
That was mine.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, I got hit. Oh, and he falls down.
Same.
Okay. Yep.
What do you think? You want to sweep it?
Yeah, sweep it.
Sweep it.
Hold on. Say it right, Zach.
Sweep it.
Right.
Do you have a best move?
Best move is the Shadow Machine.
Yeah, they did it twice.
That was good. I loved Eric Young's elbow through the table.
That was
Xavier Woods.
Yeah,
that was a good spot.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was mine as well.
Nice little spot.
Yeah. Worst moment?
Worst moment when they said that the Reigns and Bobby Lashley match was still on.
Yeah.
Oh, another one. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I just put too much Roman. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, just too much Roman.
Okay.
What about you guys?
I mean, I had the counseling. I had, like, the opening segment counseling. Where like, you're idiots?
Yeah.
Right.
I guess you're representing women well there, ladies.
Yeah, especially after Bayley, like, beat the crap out of Sasha.
Yeah.
Been, like, on site. Like...
And now they're just sitting next to each other. Like, everything's, like, what?
Yeah. Pro wrestling. Yeah.
Eric?
Okay, so for mine, I'm going to give you my worst moment, and then I'm immediately going to give you my best moment.
Okay, all right,
let's hear it.
So, worst moment, 2 Roman Reigns matches in one night.
Uh-huh.
Best moment, two Roman Reigns beatdowns in one night.
Yeah, pretty much. Roman getting his
by
ass
the revival
handed.
Both yeah. times by the revival.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Zach, what was your best moment?
I'll sweep what Eric said.
Yeah.
All right. That's a pretty good one. I did love Daniel and Kane's backstage segment, just him reading the list.
I'm going to go with that one. Yeah, like them good. And they're commenting and they're good timing with each other. Like they haven't lost a step.
Yeah.
So that was really, really good.
Yeah, you're nice. Well, thanks, Zach, for coming on the show. Do you want to say anything before we go?
Oh, no, I appreciate the show. It gets me through my job on midweek. I look forward to these podcasts every week, as I'm sure everyone else is, and keep doing what you guys are doing, and appreciate it, and I'll be staying tuned.
I have one more question for you.
Oh, what's up?
Give me a pre-show grade for Extreme Rules. Like, what is your, like, your prediction on a grade for Extreme Rules? You can go positive and say, I think it's going to be
you can
go negative.
I'm going to give it a B- to a C+.
All right.
You know what? I'd probably be in there just because of the Iron Man match. Like, that could carry the whole show.
That's it. That's what I was thinking they could about save exactly.
It. They could save it and make it as high as a C+.
Really? That could that should main event Extreme Rules because Lesnar's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't put the Styles, WWE title
no,
as the main event.
That's never the main event.
No.
So I'm
the only way you could
be Lashley and
the only way it
Reigns.
Won't be, right, because it's for a title. The only way it won't be is if right. Reigns, Lashley main events and Lesnar does a run in to cause a triple threat for SummerSlam.
Yeah, maybe.
Which, if they have the balls to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I hate them ending these pay-per-views without the main title ending the show.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
It's terrible.
Yeah. What's wrong with wrestling?
That is why we tune in weekly to you guys.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Hey,
for,
thanks, Zach.
For
appreciate
coming
it,
on the
man.
Show,
hey,
man.
And thanks for whooping my ass in that Madden League weekly.
Yeah, he was the Saints.
I was terrible.
Was
I was King Booka.
King Booka.
Well, hey, you stuck around. You stuck around and played. You know, so many people left.
I was of just course. Happy to make it to the semifinals. Yeah. would I lose in the conference finals?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, I was just happy to be there.
Yeah,
it was fun to play Madden again that much, though.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Zach, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, fellas. And later. I'll be looking forward to the upload.
All right, man. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
All right.
See you.
Bye.
Oh, shit. I cut him off. Sorry.
Nah, he just said bye one more time. Good guy. Funny. Very funny.
Yeah.
That was fun.
All right. So now it's time to get to breaking news.
Breaking news.
So TMZ is reporting that Bray Wyatt was cited for careless driving after hitting the car in front of him, which caused that driver to hit another vehicle. Bray was transported to Tampa General Hospital in an ambulance and suffered multiple injuries. The crash happened on Friday, and he was released from the hospital on Monday. So he actually had to stay, like, the whole weekend. However, he told TMZ, "I'm going to live through it because I can't die, Randy."
So news next week, Bray Wyatt dead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Jesus.
Also, Ruby Riott suffered a sprained MCL at a live event over the weekend. We do not know the recovery time because WWE did not give details on how severe the injury is, but it could be a couple weeks to a couple of months.
Ooh.
So no more trash in the backstage area for Ruby Riott for a little bit.
I guess not.
Also, on the latest episode of WWE Ride Along, Rusev explained why he was originally pulled from his match against The Undertaker at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
What'd he say?
Rusev said he laughed at Vince when he told him the match. Like, he laughed in Vince's face. He was like, "You're going to fight The Undertaker." And then, of course, he sent out the Bury Me Softly tweet on Twitter. So Vince pulled him, but then the Saudi prince called and said, "Rusev Day's coming to town, baby." He, like, said the Saudi prince called and demanded that that's the match.
Wow.
And they're paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
"You can have whatever you like."
Yep.
Vince sang that song to them. any other news?
I've got one. Daniel Bryan was being interviewed. I don't have where, but they asked him, you know, if he would like to face The Miz at Mania 35, and they're like, "Oh, well, do you trust WWE with telling the story from now until WrestleMania 35? Daniel Bryan laughs and says, "Like, what in the last several years has shown you that something like that is possible here?"
Oh my God. That's a quote?
Are you sure that's real?
That's from Brian.
I thought that was like kayfabe news or something.
Yeah, Squared Circle. Are you sure about
this? Maybe this interview is old before he was an active wrestler again.
And he was trying to leave.
Yeah, and he was
like,
trying
to leave.
Please
fire me.
Yeah.
Please fire me so I can wrestle.
So it could be old, but you know, it came out of Daniel Bryan's mouth.
Oh, no. Apparently, yeah, he really did say it.
Yeah.
And okay. We announced this on the NXT show, but former WWE Tough Enough winner Matt Capitelli died.
Yeah.
At age 38. He shared the title with Johnny Morrison back then. And then
Both won Tough Enough. Yeah.
They both won Tough Enough. And then he had gotten a brain tumor, so that's why he had to leave wrestling. And he had been cancer-free for 10 years, but then it came back really aggressively last year.
Yeah.
And passed away.
So yeah.
It's tough. Tough, bummer.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That's all I got.
All right. On to rumors.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
So, local WWE advertising in San Antonio is saying that AJ Styles will defend the WWE Championship against Samoa Joe at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view in September.
Interesting.
Of course, cards are subject to change.
Of course. Yeah.
And I assume that will happen by then. But, I mean, unless he retains at SummerSlam, I, for one, think he's losing to The Miz at SummerSlam. But
how have those been recently? Like, have we checked up on any of those? Like, I guess sometimes they're true, sometimes they're not.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, former WWE women's wrestler Caitlyn was recently seen at NXT tapings, and she recently hinted herself at returning to the company. Mm. So,
And they would do the NXT thing like they did with Mickie James again?
I don't know. Maybe she was just there to talk to Triple H or whoever. I don't know. She'll go through NXT. Because she really was never that great. You know, like she was okay. But
yeah, I know. She had a good little thing with AJ Lee.
Yeah.
Where they went back and forth. And,
right.
And, yeah, you know, yeah.
Any other rumors?
I have one. Sorry. NXT TakeOver might be going to an extra hour. So apparently the scheduled start time for Brooklyn is an hour earlier than it usually is.
Yeah.
But they're also saying that that could be because they just want to have room to go longer if they want to.
Yeah.
Because they kind of have a hard stop.
And I think they want all the pay-per-views to start at the same time.
Yeah.
Now that all the WWE pay-per-views are starting at 6, they're like, all right, like just to make it easy on everyone.
So it could just be that.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right. Well, that's all for rumors. So now it's time for trivia.
All right.
The Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels trivia I was promised.
Here's what I'll give you. We're going to do another contest. I love these. I think I was really born to be a game show host because I love doing this.
They're fun.
And pitting you guys against each other. So here's this contest is not about Kurt Angle. It is not about Shawn Michaels. It is about last year's Extreme Rules. Let's see who's got the better memory.
God.
Right. Same rules as last week.
I
apply.
Can't even think of. I know. I
think you'll know some of this.
I remember last week. So.
All right, question one. Remember, the first one to yell it out, the other one will have plenty of time.
How many questions
answer.
Are there?
There's seven.
Wow.
But, you know, it's best of seven. So if someone gets four quick.
Best of seven? Damn right.
Damn right. All right. Who did Alexa Bliss beat in the Raw Women's Championship match?
Charlotte.
That is incorrect.
No, she didn't know. Who the hell did she beat?
I know who it is.
Bayley? Oh, it was Bayley, right?
Eric?
It's Bayley.
Yeah, it was Bayley.
Yeah, because that's when Bayley, it was the kendo stick, and then she wouldn't use it because she's fucking stupid.
So I guess the
I
next question...
I didn't get in this business to hurt people.
Yeah.
My next question was what kind of match it was. Andrew already blew it, so we're going to move on to the next question. So it's 1-0. But that was like an extra question if I needed it.
Yeah,
so
1-0,
Andrew. Question two. What team won the Raw Tag Team Championships from the Hardys?
The Bar.
The Bar is correct. Andrew, Eric, 0. How did they win that match?
2 out of 3 falls?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
How did they win that match? And then
they did have that. I guess it was wrong pay per view.
I wanted to give a hint, but you already answered, so I feel like I shouldn't.
How long does Eric have?
A couple more seconds.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just say cheating.
Cheating.
Do you guys don't remember what kind of match it was?
No. No, I thought
there was more questions about how the hell this match happened.
It was a cage, right?
It was a cage match. Fuck, so they were like, so what, does one guy have to leave or both guys have
to
leave?
That's right.
They actually end up doing both guys had to escape the cage, and Sheamus and Cesaro touched right before the Hardys got out.
That's right, because Jeff left first, but then he got back in the cage.
He had to get back in because Matt was still in there getting his ass whipped.
So dumb.
All right, so 2-0 Andrew still. Who did The Miz beat to win the IC title?
Ziggler?
No.
Oh, that's so stupid. I answered too fast. That's my problem.
Yeah.
We were trying to get in there. Yeah.
I answered too fast. I know it.
I thought this would be a layup for you.
Yeah. Ambrose.
Sorry for that hint of the health thing, Eric. 2-1. 2-1. Question 5. Who was the Cruiserweight champion?
Enzo.
Incorrect.
No. Shit.
Neville.
It was Neville.
Wow.
2-2.
Damn it.
Colin.
Who did Neville beat to retain that title?
Austin Aries.
It was Austin Aries. 3-2 with one question left. I'll have to think of a tiebreaker if Andrew wins this one. Question 7. Who did Samoa Joe choke out to win
Finn
the
Balor.
5? Is correct.
Wow. Clutch.
Damn. I didn't think either one of you would remember exactly who he beat. So, for the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
The Fatal 5-Way had Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and...
Strowman.
It was not Strowman.
Say it one more time.
The Fatal 5-Way had Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns, who was the 5th member. Oh. Eric, for the win, name a
wrestler. Kevin Owens?
It was not Kevin Owens.
Bobby Lashley.
Because the Fireflies were out.
Oh, shit.
Damn,
I forget Bray he Wyatt. Was somewhat relevant back then.
He was somewhat relevant back then.
Yeah.
Let me think if I can think of one more question.
Pick a number between one.
Pick a number. I think we end this in a tie.
Should we just kiss each other?
Yeah.
Should we just?
All right.
Yeah. We didn't actually do that. Good God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine. So you want to just too sweet it then?
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
Oh, man, didn't we decide that we don't do that anymore? Want to just touch all of the tips of the softest part of our hand?
You want to just touch real tips?
All right. Yeah. Well, good job. You both had some good memory there.
All right.
Not too bad.
We're so evenly matched.
Mm. Yeah. All right, fan questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This first one is from Cody Elliott. Why isn't Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke Nakamura match at Extreme Rules a Kennel from Hell match?
That's great.
Played a dog shit match like the British Bulldog had with The Rock.
Right.
Oh, yeah. God.
Kane and Lamp, what wrestler you haven't met would you like to meet?
I'd actually like to meet Triple H.
Yeah. I want to meet Sean and Stone Cold, mostly Stone Cold because I want to do my impression right in front of him.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Fucker.
If you count me,
I'm like, hey, Stone Cold, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, Stone Cold would be great. Yeah. The Rock would be great. Triple H. Yeah.
It's because like I have a question for Triple H like I've always wanted to ask.
What's that?
Mm.
What would his role have been in the invasion angle? Because remember, he was injured that whole summer.
Yeah.
So what would he have done? Would he have gone to WCW? Would he have been the WWE guy that turns on him?
I bet he'd give you a non-answer.
Probably.
He'd be like, well, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, right. Get the fuck away from me.
Or just get the fuck away from
that. Probably that one. That.
Why is this guy here?
Yeah.
Get out of my cab.
How the fuck did you fit in that mini fridge?
Wrestle Foz, why is Extreme Rules not extreme this year? That's a very good point.
PG?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we kind of covered that for sure.
El Wano, how do you think Triple H feels when he sees people like Asuka and Rude being absolutely wasted?
He's probably like Triple H crying meme here. Yeah.
He's probably like, fuck.
Yeah.
And that's it. Zaka, what female wrestler would you take on an episode of Ride Along?
Female wrestler on Ride Along. This has got to be good. It's not just who's the hottest.
No, I got a great answer because Liv Morgan is one of the hottest, But I think she's more likely than all of them to get like a road beige.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know, like Roadhead.
So for that, I'll go Naya.
Yeah.
For that reason.
No, because like Liv eats the Jolly Ranchers to make, you know, so then like she won't have to worry about it tasting bad. Not that I, you know. I'll shower before it's the ride along.
What, is there no AC in the car?
Yeah, I'm just going to move on to the next question.
Well, I will pick Alexa
But
Bliss.
It's a long I'll drive. Am I getting Bliss the beige in the in the beginning of the of
I
the
think,
road trip?
I think Bliss would be fun.
You're not getting a beige.
Yeah.
All right. Swiss 26. What's the best wrestling book you've read or documentary you've watched? For me, The Death of WCW. That's what he said.
For me, the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah.
The one that I got on DVD. I watched it so many
times.
That's
a really good one, yeah.
It's so good.
I really like the CM Punk one.
Yeah.
CM Punk one's good. We were talking about it among ourselves. The Hardys.
The Hardys one that came out
on
recently.
The network, The Hardys Broken. Right. That was really good. They were into some, like, they were fucked up.
Yeah, they were.
Like, when they're interviewing Matt about Jeff and he's, like, falling asleep.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. That and they're like, crazy. Matt?
He's yeah, like, that was weird. I didn't know Matt had that many problems.
Oh, I
thought
no.
it was mostly
Yeah,
Jeff.
We thought it was all Jeff, but no, Matt had some issues for sure.
Right? Rose Grump, what would your dream intergender match be? Again, I'm going me, Liv Morgan. So I'm just going to say that.
Maybe Ronda Rousey, Triple H, like one-on-one.
Yeah, that'd be
two on. People I can sell and like a good name.
Right.
Yeah.
That one.
Johnny Gargano versus his wife.
That's been done.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great.
Was it?
She and used to fight men all the time in the indie scene. Like, she would team up with Joey Ryan.
Joey Ryan, yeah.
Jason Dearham, do you think we'll get a babyface Drew McIntyre versus heel Reigns match for next year's WrestleMania?
No. That'd be great.
I mean, that would be phenomenal, but no.
No.
Pop Culture Junkie, which male and female wrestlers would each of you like to see future pops for?
Don't all have pops by now?
I mean, not everyone, no.
I would have said Bliss until I saw that beautiful pop.
I mean, they have a Taker pop out already. I would like a Taker pop.
You want the pop ride with American Badass on the motorcycle.
No, I don't want that one, no. Definitely
Keep rolling,
not.
Rolling.
How about a Lita pop?
Lita would be good.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Like do a Hall of Fame pops.
Trish Stratus.
And then an old school guy.
Did they do Hulk Hogan before he got fired?
I think so, because they have the NWO Hogan and they have like the Hulkamania.
Because I saw the Hogan pops like on eBay, but I was like, I can't tell if these are like fake or not. Like, if
but why would they?
Them.
They can have a separate deal with Hogan to make pops.
No, but I'm saying it was like a WWE thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it said like had the logo on and everything.
Maybe Coco
But like
Beware
the Hogan ones look weird.
With the parrot.
The Hogan ones look weird.
It's
because
they're the early ones before they got like really detailed. With them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like they just had like a big ass Fu Manchu
a big
on
ass.
A big ass.
And a
yeah.
big ass.
Does
Why
Warrior
not an
have
Al Snow one?
Does Warrior have one?
Yeah, Warrior has one.
Yeah.
Do you have that one?
I do have the Warrior one. I want the Piper one.
You should display the Warrior one on the
podcast. Why don't we put it out here?
There's
right
not
here.
Enough room for one in a box.
No, there is. We'll take
in
it away.
Box.
So, in a box.
Very good. Very good, Eric.
I also have like the Seth Rollins white outfit.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Plus, Andrew, you have kids here. So I can't. He can't even be in
no,
this house.
No. Yeah.
That's true. Shit.
God. Yeah. One day we're going to come in here and these are all going to be like all over the floor.
Beheaded.
Elio's going to be like, Daddy, I found your toys.
He knows better.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to find it. They have one from Jurassic Park. It's Ian Malcolm, but he's like laying injured and his shirt is open.
That's great.
And then
which one is he?
Ian Malcolm?
Yeah.
It's
Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff
Goldblum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
But like, imagine like taking the head off that one and then replacing it with like the Shawn Michaels head.
It looks like the playground.
Where he's like,
I want a pop of the bad guy on the toilet in Jurassic Park about to get eaten. And
that's the
just
line.
Like, ah!
Yeah. That's the line where John's like, well, when Disney World opened, nothing worked. Yeah, but John, when the Pirates of the Caribbean didn't work, the pirates wouldn't eat the tourists.
Yes. He said that in the new movie?
No, he said that in the first one.
In the first Jurassic Park. Jeff Goldblum says that.
Yeah.
When he's laying down with his shirt open.
Yeah.
Oh, so Pirates of the Caribbean was a ride before it was a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And it was nothing like the movie.
I never saw Pirates of the Caribbean at Disney.
Oh.
Yeah. Nothing like the movie. Yeah, nothing to do with it. Wow. All right. So remember, pirates are fun.
Yeah.
In the Disney world.
Exactly.
They're not rapists and murderers and thieves.
No.
They're fun.
They're fun. They're witty.
It doesn't make any sense that pirates are cool
pirates
and fun.
Like, for me.
The first Pirates of the Caribbean was great, and then they made a bunch of shitty sequels.
The third one was good.
No.
The sixth one wasn't bad, but the eighth one I didn't like. I don't know what they're on.
The newest one is on Netflix. I started watching it. We'll see how that goes.
I stopped
watching I saw the newest one, and I missed like one or two of the last two.
I like Javier Bardem, so.
Yeah,
Javier Bardem.
Yeah. Javier?
Javier.
Haver?
Haver Bardem.
Haver Bardem?
Yeah.
Bardem is in the Bardem and Bailey family?
Yes. He was hey, we got one last order of business here.
Yeah, we got to say, we got to do the plugs.
Yeah.
We got to do the... Oh, I have to weigh in.
Yeah.
Let me just say, we had a...
I thought we had a five-star review.
Huh?
On Facebook, no?
I don't know. I'll read it next week if okay. I missed it. No. But we did have a big family party last night.
Yeah.
And the only thing they were to eat was hot dogs and hamburgers. So if I'm off a little bit.
I'll give you 1 pound back. How's that?
Okay.
1 pound. So you have to be just 287 will get you through. Because you should have been at 286.
He just doesn't want to do the show without me. All right,
well,
here we go.
I'm giving you 1 pound. If it's more than that, then Jesus. 286.8. You're pretty much right there. You're 0.2 off. So you're right there.
Yeah.
You're right there. We'll give it to you. Decimals
so
don't
whenever
count.
There's a family holiday, I get a pound.
You get 0.2 according to the scale.
Nice.
I mean, holidays would include Thanksgiving and Christmas. I think this will be over by then.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pretty much there. 286 was the number to hit.
All right. I guarantee you I'll be 280 or less next week.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I got to go running. 280
is the number.
I got to go running every day.
To get that 0.2, you're taking a pound and a half off. I like it. That's fair.
Whatever.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's still working. I still lost weight from last week, so that's good.
You did?
That's what counts.
What are you down now?
I don't know.
26?
26? Yeah. Yeah, 26.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. It's working.
30 if you count the beginning of the year. I was...
Yeah.
But yeah. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. And you can become a supporter of the show, just like Zach Lewis, at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you all the recaps. You can watch the brackets, the movie recaps, the classic Raw and SmackDown episode recaps, which are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The NXT shows, all the pay-per-view recaps. And
it's great.
And if you do 50 like Zach did, you get to do awards with us. So
you get to be on the show.
There you go. So until next time, next week we have Extreme Rules predictions.
Yeah.
Where I get to win my title back. It's going to be fun.
Don't be ridiculous.
So don't miss it.
Don't be ridiculous.
See you later.
Bye.
I'm back.
Don't listen to him.
Push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh.
He's just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Always kill me!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.